This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Should I just drop it onto Twitter on our podcast?
I was thinking just like drop the link and see who shows up.
Yeah,
and,
no, I'm down. Let's do it.
I mean, it might be the worst idea ever, but. All right, welcome to Brews and Bruins, episode 84 of season 2. I swear we're going to switch over to season 3 at some point. A drinkable podcast you can taste, the Hockey Podcast Network podcast, presented by Bruins Die Hard, sponsored by DraftKings, a hard listen according to Drew's dad. And how are we all doing?
We're doing well. Drew and I are doing well. We're sitting the same. He's itching his foot, so that made it a little bit worse.
I'm not itching my foot. I'm playing with my sock that is on top of the desk. Like, that's completely different.
So this is going to be a weird episode. We threw the link out on Twitter just to see who joins. So for now,
at 10 p.m. on a Monday.
Yeah, for now, it's me, Cam, Drew, and Jess, of course, answering the call pretty immediately.
Jess is like our trusted arm out of the bullpen for real. Like, we need a good middle relief.
Yeah, this is the middle relief that you can trust.
Thanks, guys.
The Red Sox do not have.
We're starting to get it now that they're moving some people to the bullpen. But I like Tanner Houck in the pen for any Red Sox fans out there. I think with the, I guess, issues they've had / not letting him go past two runs through the lineup, having a power arm like him out of the bullpen this late in the season, you can drop to a four starter rotation will give them some options with him and then you know, Richards maybe and Ottavino. They've got a more promising bullpen than they did earlier in the season. So,
what are we drinking?
I am drinking the same thing that I just drank in the last episode.
All right, cool. I'm the only one who has something different. Go for it. Are you drinking anything?
Water.
All right. Nice.
H2O.
Wait, how would you rate that, Jess?
37. For tasteability. No, 0 for tasteability, 37 for drinkability.
Can't drink it, but it tastes damn good.
This water tastes like a lot.
Well, it's Poland Spring.
So I will say I listened to the episode that you guys all did together because I always listen when it's not an episode that I do. And Jess, just incredible performance from you, like 10 out of 10. 37 out of 37.
You don't have to lie.
Excellent stuff. I was listening while driving to Arizona and almost had to pull my car over because you made me laugh so much. calling the Buffalo Sabres, saying it was charitable to call them a team and offered the alternative of super spreader event.
Just here to provide some laughs.
I appreciate that.
But yeah, good pod, everybody. That was a good one. Just really awful to hear that the podcast is good when I'm not there.
Welcome to my world. Yeah, that's it. That is. Yeah.
That feedback is really great coming from you, Chris, but I'm still waiting on my dad to be proud of me. Mm-hmm. No, I'm just kidding. My dad is really proud of this podcast. He does like it. It was just that like one like 2 hour episode where we didn't talk about anything hockey.
Yeah, really, really tough listen. I'm still not sure if my parents listen to this, and I kind of hope they don't, but I know they have listened in the past, and I think that's probably an indication that they don't still listen.
Yeah, it's good.
I didn't have a whole lot that I wanted to get to. I think just like vibing. Cam, you said you had something you wanted to
Yeah, just a random point of discussion. I don't know if you guys saw the Monday.
Oh, I forgot
football.
To like bring up what beer I was drinking. That's
oh yeah,
I was drinking the Monday Night Football.
That's how that got started. So the thing I wanted to bring up is there were a couple of things that I wanted to address from that episode. One, Drew taking credit for the name of the podcast. I have some issues with that. I think
I did not take credit. Cam gave me credit, and I said okay.
Yeah, I believe it was me, but also like not a hard thing to arrive at. And I think we pretty quickly agreed that that was going to be the name. Two, the thing I took most issue with was y'all's characterization of when spooky season starts and ends. I think Cam was the closest. For me, it's like I think last year I declared like September, but I was like super thirsty for spooky season last year. This year I'm more like, all right, end of September, maybe like as soon as people start drinking pumpkin shit, like that's when spooky season starts. But for me, spooky season doesn't end until Thanksgiving.
I'm cool with that, but the pumpkin thing I gotta disagree on, because pumpkin shit for marketing purposes is coming out way too early because they're trying to push it before everybody else.
I agree with the it comes out too early, but I think for the purposes of spooky season, like when I want to start watching horror movies and stuff, lines up pretty perfectly. Along those lines, also a thing that starts in mid to late September, Oktoberfest. I am drinking. Mm-hmm. An Alesmith Oktoberfest, German style Marzen lager, hand forged ales from Alesmith, a San Diego brewery that does have kind of a larger reach than it did when I first got here. I believe they have some things that are national now. Not sure if this is one of them, but as far as Oktoberfest beers go, it's a pretty good one. I'd say it compares pretty favorably with the Sam Oktoberfest. I'm a big Oktoberfest fan because of the drinkability, so this is gonna get my endorsement. I would say 35 drinkability. And then tasteability, love a good malty roasty beer, and this definitely hits those notes, so I'm gonna give it like a 25.
Hell yeah. Is that is it called their Oktoberfest, or does it have a separate name?
Well, so it's the biggest letters are Oktoberfest, but it says right above it Ale Schmidt, because Schmidt is the German for Smith.
Was it Milt Schmidt?
No.
Craig German Smith.
But yeah, so they changed Ale Smith to Ale Schmidt. But yeah, nice. It's just the Oktoberfest.
Well, at least they added a little bit of German twist to it. That's cool.
A little bit of a flavor.
Well, the can is really cool because it has the like the kind of
Well,
it's like Bavarian.
Yeah, diamond pattern.
Yeah,
looks Bavarian. Like The Sims.
It does. Yeah, but yeah.
I like that better than Bavaria, the state within Germany.
So I will toss this out there as an opening point of discussion, but I'm not sure if anybody watched. We're recording this on Monday night for context, despite it being Friday content. I want to say it's ESPN, but maybe I'm wrong. The Peyton and Eli version of Monday Night Football, where there's no true commentary. It's just, rather than play-by-play and color commentary, it's just kind of them talking about the game / other experiences as the Monday Night Football game goes on. I watched it. I don't know. I saw a lot of people raving about it on Twitter. Personally, I thought it was kind of bad, to be honest with you. I didn't think it flowed very well. And I don't know. As somebody who like is interested in football and like knows a fair amount about it, but is by no means a football expert, like I was hoping to get a little bit more insight as to pretty long time professional quarterbacks in the NFL talking about the sport that they're watching. I just didn't quite get enough from it. But I'm curious to see, like, if the NHL were to do a spinoff like that, where they were to kind of step away from traditional play-by-play in color, any maybe current or, I guess, especially former players that you would be interested to see breaking down a game live in a less than standard, you know, coverage content style, you know, not your average play-by-play color stuff. What kind of stuff would you like to see on there?
Ooh. You know, I'm going to say Marshy and Sagan. Oh. Just for pure chaotic sake. But also, I would really just like to see people talk about hockey. And,
oh, yeah.
Like, when I'm watching football, I need somebody to guide me through.
Yeah, all right. Well, we have our sorry to interrupt you.
No, no, please.
Welcome to somebody on the pod for the first time.
Oh, no.
Here we go. No. We're bringing on Rob live to Brews and Brew. Well, I guess not live, actually, because it's coming out in a few days. Welcome to the show. You want to introduce yourself, I guess, first of all?
Hi, guys. I've been listening since probably halfway through last season. Let's see. I've been featured a couple times on Questions.
Hell yeah.
Saw everything pop up on Twitter and was, I don't know, curious to try it out.
Hell yeah. Well, I'm just going to be straightforward with it. We have, like, no plan of attack tonight. We're just kind of winging it. We're in, like,
we're in the middle of talking about, like, NFL color commentary and shit. I don't know what the hell is going on.
We are? Because I didn't know what the hell we were talking about.
I tuned out for a minute, I'm going to be honest.
That's all right.
I saw you on your phone, and then I was just looking at you on your phone, and I was like, I wish I was on my phone right now.
I'll pose a question to Rob here, but I do want to give Rob another second to introduce himself. Rob, I assume you found this on Twitter, like you just said, so do you want to share your Twitter info first in case anybody wants to grab you on there?
Or don't if you don't want to.
Well, I am at rschloss33 on Twitter. You guys did a phenomenal job pronouncing it the times that you've had my questions on.
Oh,
there.
God.
So,
I feel like that's sarcastic, but I'll take it.
It's honestly not. It's a very commonly messed up last name. It's Schlosser. And yeah, it's messed up a lot. And you guys, I think you fiddled around with it a couple of times and then you got it right. Once
that sounds
you settled
like
on it. So,
yeah, it does.
Well, I think I speak for all of us. Definitely, obviously, recognize the handle. We've had quite a few questions from you. So, first of all, thank you for being a longtime listener. I don't know what drives you to do that, but I definitely appreciate it as somebody who threw this.
And I believe you tossed us the Instagram follow like today or yesterday.
I did. I don't know what possessed me to look it up, but
it's yeah.
Anything that gives me good ideas for anything that gives me good ideas for beers, you know, this is the
place to be.
That's pretty much the exclusive content of the Brews and Bruins Instagram is beer.
Fine by me.
Hell yeah. Well, Rob, obviously you know how this goes, so if you're keen to cracking a beer open and featuring it on the pod, you're more than welcome to. I don't know if you got it. Looks like you're reaching for something. So you got something lined up for us?
Actually,
today?
Yeah.
Let it rip. Let's see what you got.
Yeah, as another Mainer on here, I have an Allagash White. Let's see. For drinkability, I could drink a few, but probably not a ton of them. I'll give it a 20-ish or so. And tasteability, I just love the taste of Allagash. I'll just give it a 30.
All right.
Yeah.
Say it's like amazing to hear just like a listener who knows like the rating scales and everything. And then we have like guests on and they're like, what the fuck's going on?
So to like be fair, we never expect
the ball
guest to know.
Have someone who knows what's going on.
I always found it kind of fun to just throw them into the weeds and see what happens.
Yeah.
usually we'll give him like a few to try and catch up mentally with it, but yeah, it is good to have an actual listener kind of bring it in. And I think I fully agree with your assessment of Allagash White. It's one of the best like Belgian white ales that there is, and one of the best known as well. And I think it's for good reason.
Yeah.
I definitely think it's one of those beers that like is, I forget who I was talking to about it, but I think it was a former coworker of mine where they were like, they're not a huge fan just because they don't really like Belgian whites. And it is like the premier Belgian white. Like if you want to show somebody, hey, here's what a Belgian white tastes like, Allagash is the way to go with that. Where it's like
all of our Belgian listeners are.
Belgian.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess an American take or maybe just the New England take on it. But it does really nail that point correctly. So if you like that kind of beer, I think it's a great one to go to.
Yeah, and it's something that, you know, people from Maine can just point to and be like, hey, we've got something.
That's the thing. Yeah, and I think I as somebody who grew up outside of Maine and moved here within the last 2 years, I think it is the definitely Portland, but probably Maine brewery that's reached furthest from Maine, I would say. You can get Allagash pretty much. I was in Maryland a couple weeks ago, and I they had it there on tap at several places. So definitely has a pretty wide range as far as where you can get
it. It's a Maine staple.
I'm pretty sure you can find it in San Diego, yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah, can you find it in space, Chris?
if you bring it with you,
yeah. Bring it up there. I was about to ask if beer would work in space, and then I realized how
actually
stupid
really,
a question that
was. Really, really interested to know.
No, it wouldn't get you drunk anymore.
I like interested to know what a like opening a beer would be like in zero G.
You can just like
try it at work tomorrow.
Move the can and then just like, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I think basically you film yourself opening a can and then put it in slow mo, and that's what it would be like.
Exactly. Well, Rob, as a first time joiner of the podcast, do you want to give a little background on your Bruins fandom? Have you been a lifelong fan, or is it a later pickup? What's that been like for you?
So I only moved to the Maine area, I guess probably around like age 8 or so, and I picked up hockey in high school. My best friend played hockey and was a huge Bruins fan, so I really picked things up around the like 2012-2013 run with, like, you know, Bergeron, Leafs, Game 7, etc. And I got really, really invested in that team, and I've been, you know, here ever since.
Apologies that you missed the cup run a few years.
Unfortunately, earlier, like, I was kind of adjacent to it. I just wasn't a big hockey fan yet. Like, I was like, oh, yay, like, the team around me won. But, like, I wasn't invested yet.
I got really lucky. I was also kind of that way where I would say, like, the Celtics were higher on the priority list for me in terms of Boston teams in like 2008, just because that was the like biggest, that was when they were like on their championship run time. And I got very lucky. I started dating a girl who was like super into the Bruins, and so I had no choice but to get really into it in like 2009 2010, and then 2011 happened and the rest was history.
Yeah, after a run like that, I mean,
Absolutely. Good time to get into it. We have another joiner here, so I'm going to bring him in just a second. But I do want to say, Rob, missing the 2011 playoffs, obviously not ideal. But I will say, despite the disappointing end to 2013, as far as like first being invested in playoff hockey, being able to watch the Maple Leafs come back and in the Bergeron one, I imagine was just like an instant hook. So
absolutely,
it could have been better, but it definitely could. It could have been a Sabres fan or something like that. So it could have been a lot worse as well.
Yeah, I can be very thankful about that.
Awesome. All right, let's bring on another listener.
Week 2 of football is in the books, and now it's time to review the tape and get ready for Week 3 with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off another action-packed week, DraftKings is giving new customers $150 instantly when they bet $1 on any football game. Listen up, because you don't want to miss this. Head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app and place a bet of $1 on any Week 3 game to receive $150 in free bets instantly. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, DraftKings still has huge cash prizes up for grabs all season long with their daily fantasy contest. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN to receive $150 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code THPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. I just got an email. All right. Back to you, Cam. Pass Cam.
So this is one where...
Welcome to the show, Sean Rajot. What's going on? I hope we're pronouncing
it. What's going
on,
guys?
Yeah, so this is a name that I want to hear pronounced correctly.
Yeah.
So, okay. So the last name's pronounced Rajot.
Rashad. Oh man, see, I'm glad we got you on to correct that.
Because I think we've done Rajot and Rajati, and
definitely
kind of got both sides of it, but never hit it correctly.
Yeah, absolutely. But there you go.
Well, Sean, welcome to the show. I guess we're just doing little intros here. You got the regular crew of me, Drew, and Chris, and Jess is pretty regular at this point as a normal bullpen guest. But Sean, do you want to introduce yourself? I mean, we kind of know you through Twitter at this point because we've had quite a few questions bounced off you and stuff. And Rob is another listener who joined here. But do you want to give a quick intro to who you are and kind of the background of your Bruins fandom?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. So I've been following you guys for probably around a year now. And funny enough, I think the first time I reached out was with you, Cam, talking about just like that 518 connection.
Oh, yeah.
We have another 518er?
Yes.
That's me.
All right.
Yeah. So that was the first time I reached out. But in terms of Bruins fandom, goes back a while. My dad's side of the family, they're all from Massachusetts. So they grew up all Boston sports fans. And I went to school out here. I'm originally from upstate New York, as we just mentioned. Went to college out here. Graduated, decided to move to area. In the meantime, I actually did an internship with the Bruins at one point. And hockey's just kind of my sport. Like that's what I grew up watching. Funny that like first season, I think was like 2008 when I really got into hockey. So from there, you know, had a couple of disappointments with, you know, the Flyer series and then, but got rewarded pretty early on with that 2011 run. So I was pretty lucky in that kind of settled everything. I was like, yep, this is great. This is a great sport. And I also play hockey as well, so that definitely helps.
Awesome.
For sure.
Sean, I not to put you on the spot here, more than welcome. If not, you're welcome to pass it. But of course, this is Brews and Bruins. So if you like to crack open and drink and feature it, the floor is yours for that. If not, totally understand. It's a Monday at 10 p.m. So
let me look to see what I have.
Yeah, I'm gonna, for sure.
Let me just turn the game off real quick, but I'll let me check.
Do what you got to do. And then in the meantime, I'll pose our question to Rob that we started discussing here before we got some people joining. So, Rob, I don't know if you're a football fan. I guess he's shaking his head, so that's a good sign. Not that we're like –
That's a nod, not a shake.
I guess, you know,
it's very different. Those are actually opposite things.
I guess so, whatever. So I don't know I don't think any of these guys have seen it, but a new thing this year, I really hope it's ESPN or else I'm really botching this because I've mentioned it a couple times, but the Peyton and Eli broadcast they've been doing for Monday Night Football, where it's kind of a step away from your traditional play-by-play and color commentary. It's kind of like a live podcast pretty much that they're doing during the game. I personally had mentioned I wasn't a huge fan of it just because I didn't think they added that much to it, but I am curious if hockey were to spin this away, what kind of people you would like to see doing, you know, a kind of a non-traditional broadcast and just sort of discussing the game as it plays out, or maybe some side tangents. Any names that might come to you as far as who you'd be interested in seeing?
That's a really good question. I mean, I think there's a lot of guys on the current team that once they retire, I'd be very interested in them being on it, like someone like Pasta. But obviously, I don't think it's realistic for him to be on a live game right now.
like Monday he's playing against the Maple Leafs, and then Tuesday he's doing the Canadians Panthers game or
I mean, like, if the NFL or goodness, if the NHL had any like actual sense, that would be how they would market it. Maybe that's not how I want to phrase that, but like, I just think they're wasting Pasta as a markability, you know, marketability possibility so much. And
mean they don't need to put Austin Matthews on every single cover?
Like on the NHL 20s wise.
Yeah, I'd appreciate it.
Well, who else were you going to do it the second out of 3 years?
So yeah, you follow me on Twitter. You know I have tons of like super hilarious and awesome tweets. One of my most liked tweets ever was just like a very earnest tweet about like David Pastrnak being underutilized by the NHL in terms of marketing. I think
it seems
everyone,
so obvious.
Everyone
He's
holds
got
that.
Such a great personality. Yeah. Like, how can you not market him like that? But yes, well, hello, we're in the same
room. Let's throw it to Sean. I believe he pulled out a very timely beer based on the one that I've been drinking today.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. I pulled out a Sam Oktoberfest. I mean,
hell yes.
Getting that time of year, I feel like you know, probably like a week ago was like when you could start switching over to like the pumpkin.
It's almost like he listened to the first part of the podcast that that I was talking about this beer on, but
almost.
I know that's not possible, but
yeah, but this is great beer. One of my favorites actually, so can't go wrong.
Awesome. Sam Adams has a lot of beers. How would you compare it to their other? Like, obviously, the seasonal ones people always jump on because they're seasonal. But
right.
Are you a big Sam Adams guy in general? Or
yeah, I would say so. I mean, they don't really miss all that often with their beers. You get the classics like the Boston Lager, and that's probably my favorite. But this is right up there, probably second favorite beer. Sam Summer's not too bad as well, but like I said, they can't really miss.
I like the winter too. Well,
I think Horse Rocker, big one, is probably my favorite.
Horse Rocker.
Yeah.
You can always go Horse Rocker.
You can't forget about this Sam 76, which had the slogan, a drinkable beer you can take.
That's true. That we definitely won out on.
It was the beer they discontinued after we stole their slogan.
Yeah. It's just a big game of chicken, pretty much, and we won.
So. See, now, I don't know if you guys know that. I don't know if you guys know the answer to this, but with the 76, did they just rebrand to the Wicked Hazy? Like, is that the same?
Yeah.
Beer? Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. I was like, I didn't trying to know pass what, it off as something else.
I don't think I ever had the 76, so I didn't know what kind of beer it was. I just assumed it was
heavy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had it at a Foo Fighters concert while I was already drunk, so I can't really do that for
yeah.
you.
Yeah. It was
drinkability
definitely
high.
Yeah.
It was definitely high. I didn't realize that at the time, but now that you're pointing out, like I've had it while it was the 76, and I've had the Wicked Hazy since then, and like, yeah, that makes sense now that you pointed out, but I never made the connection beforehand, so.
Yeah, you know, literally the same beer.
Awesome. Okay. I don't know if anybody's got something Bruins related they want to talk about. I mean, this
episode is brought to you by DraftKings. No.
God bless you guys for sitting through our DraftKings ad reads because they're just an absolute mess every time.
Hey, don't talk shit about DraftKings. They pay our bills.
I'm not talking shit about DraftKings. I'm talking shit about how I read the DraftKings
quite
ads.
Quite literally, they pay several of my bills.
Gotta make a living somehow.
Yeah, you guys laugh through it pretty well, so it works.
There we go. That's, I guess, you know, you fake it till you make it or something like that. It works. Well, I guess we'll just toss it over to you guys for general feel. I mean, people have heard probably plenty about how we feel about the off season and stuff. How have you guys felt about, you know, obviously a lot of changes this year over the summer, really, that it's going to be a new book team this year for sure. Are you guys confident? Are you a little nervous somewhere in between? How are you guys feeling about it?
You can go first.
Yeah, I mean, I think this has been pointed out quite a few times. Like they feel deeper overall just because the bottom six, like they kind of, you know, shored that up with the additions in the offseason. But, you know, no one can discount losing Krejci and kind of that question mark of if Coyle can fill that, you know, 2C spot. And then, I don't know, on defense, they definitely didn't get better. If anything, it was a lateral move, I feel like, in terms of what they have on defense. And that's kind of been an issue, obviously, for years. So I don't know. I don't feel like they're much better, but I don't feel like they're really worse at the same time. It's this weird limbo that they've kind of been in for a little bit. So,
yeah, I'm going to agree with that. Rob, what do you think?
I think we have a lot of wait and sees this year. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, certainly we're all hoping on bounce backs from guys like Coyle, DeBrusse, etc. Those will be really big as far as getting in any depth scoring. Just to echo, or I guess not echo what he said about the defense, but my comments on the defense are, I'm really curious to see if they do decide to go with Forbert Forsbrand, as he was once said.
Yes! Yes!
But if they decide to go with Forbert with McAvoy, I've seen it thrown around on Twitter. I don't know if it was true. But I've read that Forbert was paired with Drew Doughty at points when he was with LA. And a big comparable for McAvoy is Drew Doughty. Obviously, it's not a one-to-one comparison, but I'm really curious to see if he might complement like someone like McAvoy possibly better than Lauzon did. Obviously, you know, comparing them as players. Not that I think that Lauzon McAvoy was particularly bad or anything like that. It was certainly steady, but I'm really curious to see.
I think it was a sign that McAvoy can carry basically anybody.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not a bad idea to put Forward up there. Sorry, Forward up there.
Forsbrand.
Derek Forsbrand. If you want to move Grizzlick and Riley down on the left side and kind of bolster those bottom two pairs. I'm not against that. And I mean, if what we've been saying too, like I think Forbort and
it's just such a funny last name.
It's just weird
to say.
I wrote an article a while ago with a blog I was writing for with like the best and worst hockey names. And I definitely put Derek Forbort on the list. Just a really tough name. But
phonetically, just rolling off the tongue.
I think if you put him and Cliffy on that third pair, it could be just like a fun banger third pairing.
Fun banger. You sound like a Brit. Just a banger with third pairing right there. But
well, bangers and then play him with the first line, and that's the mash.
Exactly.
The monster mash.
No.
Spooky season.
Spooky season is on. I guess
it's full circle.
The spooky season starts when Drew says monster mash.
It was the last week of the summer this past weekend.
Was it?
I don't know. I believe Wednesday, I want to say. I don't know. I heard our meteorologist say it like seven times this week.
I honestly didn't realize the earth is still turning. I thought we were all dead. All right.
That's good. We talked a little bit about Charlie McAvoy. I have a question, I guess, for everyone. But is this the year that he finally gets the respect that he deserves in Norris Trophy contention? Or are we still going to act like he's not one of the NHL's elite defenders this year, and we'll just throw Victor Hedman in there for name's sake.
If you put him with Fuabois, I think maybe he'll get a little more consideration.
I'm hoping, because I think he deserves a lot more recognition and respect throughout the league. And I hate saying, like, oh, this player is underrated, especially as like a fan of that team and that player. But I really don't feel like Charlie McAvoy is truly appreciated by NHL fans or the media.
I think he was in like the media day thing. I don't know. I just keep seeing his picture in suits and then attire.
Looks fantastic.
And then, like, I don't know, random shit on Instagram and Facebook. So I guess he's getting pictures taken of him. Maybe that you think that increases his chances.
Very funny picture, by the way. He looks like he was posing for like a law school yearbook or something.
But maybe he is at the same time. We'd appreciate that. Be good.
Finishing up at BU, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. I guess probably. I wonder if he has graduated since then. I don't know.
He doesn't fucking need a degree.
He definitely doesn't. But,
More money than any of us will make combined in our lifetimes.
I don't know, man. DraftKings.
Listen, those Built Bar ads.
As long as I stop naming their competitor during my reads, you know.
you guys missed out on an all-time classic. Cam declaring before the episode that we should read the ad read mid-roll rather than edit it in. And then Drew, right before we did the ad read, naming their direct competitor and saying he prefers them.
So also have to edit Cam, out. This Cam has to go in and edit
it out. At least I have 3 days. You got to do this fucking tomorrow.
Yeah, that's it. I'll figure it out. Or I won't, and we'll lose our.
So be in there. We'll get network
wide sponsorship just because we fucking did some dumb shit, which honestly surprising.
Yeah, it would be really on brand for us and for Drew.
Be really Forrest brand.
Oh, God damn it. Drew, I love you, buddy.
Off the rails, and surprisingly not because we had just random people from the internet come
it's
on.
Been really, it's really been keeping us on track right now, actually, which I definitely appreciate. But Sean, I posed like the question to Rob. I don't know if you heard it while you were grabbing a beer, but I'll repose it to you in case you have any unique thoughts on it. But I don't know if you're a football guy. Are you a football guy, first of all? Or
yeah, that's like I would consider that like my second sport.
Cool. So I don't know. It's obviously new this year. There's only been 2 weeks of it, one of which is going on right now. But the Monday night broadcast with Peyton and Eli doing a little side thing where instead of the color commentary and play-by-play, they're kind of doing just like a live breakdown – kind of podcast style, just chatting about the game. I'm curious to see what your take would be on a hockey version of that, who you would like to see kind of stepping away from a traditional broadcast and just kind of giving their thoughts on the game and the sport as a whole as it's going down. Any current or former players that you would like to see do that?
Yeah, that's a great question, actually. That I'm watching that game right now as we speak. But, yeah, I mean, there's plenty of hockey personalities out there that probably could fit the bill. I think one of my favorite is Kevin Weeks. I love him on NHL Network. Like, he just knows so much about the game, but he has a great personality, very, like, lively, and, you know, just loves to talk about the sport. So I think he'd be a great one. Beyond him, I mean, I could see someone like Paul Biznasty Bissonnette. Like, he would be pretty funny, probably hopping on that and trying to comment on that as well. You know, he always has jokes. Whether, you know, whenever he is on, I think, is he part of the, is it Turner that has the broadcast?
I think it was Turner. Yeah.
I think so, right?
Yeah.
It's gonna be him and Wayne Gretzky are going to be in the studio together.
Like, combo, you know?
This is like the biggest mismatch. Like,
tomato, tomato.
So I said that on my podcast and somebody was like, how can you even say that? Like, you don't know what the chemistry is going to be like. I'm like, you not tell there, that they're two.
There, there's tape on both of them, and
it exists.
Yeah, there's a ton of points between them.
Yeah, yeah, it's like Wayne Gretzky and his brother have like the
like exactly. Somebody called Paul Bissonnette Paul Bizza fourth liner, and I will never forget that. And that's just what I think of. Not even the New Amsterdam commercial.
The Paul Bissonnette.
Yeah.
It's really, really tough year of commercials with the, like, Terra Terra, Look at Her Go bullshit with.
And the Subway.
The Charlie Puth Subway commercial. It just. It made me not want to watch the bubble play.
Not the best. Just overrunning it. But I will say, I am excited to see what, like, ESPN, TNT can do with the NHL. I mean, NBC had it for a while. I liked some of what they did. I think in the last couple of years, it's gotten a little bit more stale. So I'm excited to see, especially we've all talked about the NHL's lack of marketability. Obviously, ESPN, love it or hate it, they're the go-to sports authority for most Americans and stuff. And I think, first of all, just sliding in more NHL content and things like SportsCenter is only going to be great for the sport. But just as far as game broadcasts go, I mean, they've had a pretty good lineup. I'd like to see a little bit more, I guess, diversity and stuff when it comes to the main broadcast and stuff versus, like, sticking people as side or, you know, side analysts and that sort of thing. But
so, you know what I'm interested in is, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but the new Linda Cohn and Emily Kaplan podcast.
Oh, no.
They're going to do that together. I'm intrigued by that. I know Emily Kaplan and Greg Wyshynski had a podcast together, and I listened to a few episodes, and I was just like, not really for me. Like, I'm not a big Greg Wyshynski guy. I do listen to Puck Soup, but, like, he's easily my least favorite part of that podcast. And I mostly started listening to it because of Dave Lozo, who is now unemployed, and I have no idea what he's doing, and I really wanted to be on a hockey podcast. We should reach out and see what he's up to.
Hello?
Wait, you told me you didn't see the link on Twitter? Like, what the fuck?
Let me tweet that at him right now.
But
hey,
yeah,
here you don't have a job. Wanna still be unemployed?
We won't pay you to come on our podcast, which apparently is a topic of discussion on Twitter this week. But,
oh, Jesus fuck.
These guys like, fuck, wait, that's the only reason I came on, right?
Yeah, so when are our checks going to be in the mail?
Jess, we owe you a lot of money. But
they'll be there February 31st.
Thank you so much.
I think we owe Lancey at least like $20,000 worth of his time, especially given all the effort he's put into graphic design and
just being in
whatever he's doing with spreadsheets.
Whatever that ends up being, yeah. I don't know. Anybody else have thoughts on ESPN taking over NHL stuff?
I'm just happy to maybe not just have it be Barry Melrose just talking about hockey. Not that I don't like Barry Melrose, but like I would like to hear
other people talk about hockey on that channel. Barry Melrose's personality is his hair, and that's
yep.
Yeah. So we talked about this when NBC lost didn't re-up the rights, but NBC's broadcast just wasn't for anybody. It was trying to be somewhere between for people who don't watch hockey at all and the just like absolute sickos who watch the like Wednesday night Wild Sabres game.
And I'm just trying to get the horse racing fans to watch hockey.
Car auction fans. So I'm excited to see. I'm not excited. I'm cautiously optimistic about networks doing something that is one way or the other, like trying to appeal to new fans or just leaning in and being like, we know you're here to watch this shitty game. Let's dive into the nitty gritty of it.
I think it'll be interesting.
Yeah,
I don't really know.
There's like a score update, but it's like actually hockey. You're like, oh, the Buffalo Sabres are losing 17-0. All right.
I just don't know how I'm going to enjoy it without knowing where every player played juniors.
Yeah, exactly.
And where they're really tough.
Where their dad played midget hockey or something. Right. No, I don't know. I mean, I feel like it can't be bad. Knock on wood, I feel like it can't be bad for the sport. It's just a bigger platform. So at the very least, you know, even if the coverage isn't great, getting more eyes on hockey, and especially come playoff time. I mean, obviously, we're all hockey fans here, so we know the magic that's playoff hockey. But I feel like a lot of maybe casual fans maybe only watch during the playoffs and that sort of thing. But I think having it just more mainstream for the rest of the country or general sports fans to just kind of flip on, like, oh, let's see what's on ESPN right now, and it's a hockey game, can't hurt, right? Like,
for sure.
So, yeah,
fingers crossed. I mean, I think it'll probably be a lot easier to, you know, lift up viewership than having to find that random NBC channel.
True.
I don't know. I like struggle to find that for a hot minute.
It's the golf channel. It's channel 218 on DirecTV.
Yeah, I have Spectrum.
Or CNBC channel 355.
Or you go to an illegal Russian streaming website.
Yeah.
Like I
hey, whoa. No,
sorry, completely legitimate American website. I don't know.
Definitely safe.
Definitely a .com. And
we pay for cable. All of
Sean, I see you champing at the bit to get in here. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, just on ESPN. I think overall the lineup, like in terms of announcers and like analysts, like they did a pretty good job of bringing in old people while also like freshening it up a bit. But the one thing I was disappointed on, and I don't know if this was kind of a long shot, but I always like Gary Thorne. I don't know how you guys feel about Gary Thorne.
Oh, yes.
I know Drew at least is a big Gary Thorne.
Yeah. And I'm just disappointed that they didn't bring him back. And I think it's just tough in general once they lost Doc, obviously that's not an ESPN thing, but once Doc retired, that was just kind of tough because I feel like there are good hockey announcers, but he was just in such a league of his own. And I also think Gary Thorne was also really good. It's just tough to replicate those guys, but I think overall they did a pretty good job, and I'm kind of excited to see, but also, you know, at the same time cautiously optimistic. So,
and hopefully we see some like really good new talent coming through there, because I mean ESPN is definitely the hub of sports in the United States at least, and maybe we'll be surprised like, hey, this guy that's not like a hockey player, because yeah. I mean, we had that discussion about people we'd like to see.
Drew, let's not gender our talk about the hockey juniors.
Yeah.
The ESPN juniors.
No, I think it'll be cool. I think they should hire some of our friends.
Totally.
Lancey, if anyone.
Or us not.
Or yeah.
Or Jess.
Imagine me commentating a hockey game and how disastrous that would be.
Yeah, I feel like Jess wouldn't move to Bristol, but Lancey definitely would.
No, are you kidding me? I can't relocate yet.
Hey, I mean, I announced D3 hockey when I was at Endicott. Not a big deal, but
hey, let's get
okay.
Let's
all get right.
Let's my get mom went to Endicott. He's showing the booth. I'm about it.
Yeah. So.
So now hey, we just have to tweet at everyone.
Are you boys with Pete Blackburn?
Yeah, I follow him. I love his content and everything. Unfortunately, like he was a speaker at the school a bunch, and every time I just like would miss him because I was also a communications major, and he would always come in. But he was never in my class. It was just so disappointing because I love
to brag, but he follows me on Twitter, not Drew or Cam.
Subtle brag there. Yeah, well, he comes to visit us in Portland a lot. And by visit us, I mean drink the breweries that we go to sometimes
while we're not there.
Yeah, exactly. Make sure that's happening. But...
Yeah, don't be weird about it and like stalk him at places. We want him to come back on the podcast.
Yeah.
I wasn't planning no promises.
Maybe Drew will now that he's here. It's actually why Drew.
I'm actually in the back seat of his car right now. That's the weird thing.
He's in the trunk.
All right, we do need to wrap this up soon, but let's just throw it around.
This has been a pretty long episode.
Yeah, let's throw it around real quick. For some way too early, let's just like give some awful takes that'll be completely wrong. But how standings predictions? Where are the Bruins going to end the regular season? Maybe we'll wait till next week to do playoff stuff. But based on what you're seeing right now, how do you think the Bruins are going to stack up against the rest of the division? I'll throw it to Chris first, and we'll go around the horn here and give our listener guests a chance to think about it for a sec.
Yeah. So I don't know. Looking at the whole East, we definitely did a little bit of this last Friday, where it kind of seems like the Bruins kind of figure into the playoff conversation, and there are some teams that definitely have declined a little bit and some teams that have improved a bit, but I think for the most part things shake out mostly the same way. I think the Canadiens are going to be a team that don't figure in the playoff conversation as much. So I think maybe like a wild card team. I still think like the Panthers are going to be really good, and we'll see on like the Hurricanes and that the Metro is going to be interesting. So I think maybe a wild card team. I don't know what to do with points. I never know how things are going to shake out points wise, but I think you're probably not talking about a top two team in the Atlantic, but maybe the third and maybe a wild card.
Seems about right. Jess, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I was gonna say they'll be on like the cusp. I don't want to say they'll be fighting for a spot, like I think it was Florida and Toronto before the bubble, how they just were kind of like, no, you take it. I don't think it'll be like that, but I do think that they're just going to kind of slide in there and hold their own.
Yeah. Drew, any thoughts?
Oh, yeah. So the Bruins are going to go where'd my math go?
I saw Drew.
57, 17, and 8. And also sleepy. For the rest of your life.
Apparently that.
That's my toasty take. It's not a hot take. It's a toasty,
toasty
take.
Extra toasty. Drew, pretty sober, actually, right now.
I am fairly sober. I'm just in a weird mood. I don't know.
Drew, are you ever in a normal mood?
Yeah, I should say Drew's sober.
No, I'm either like really fun or really stressed or, you know, like one or the other. When polar ends there.
Sure. Rob,
this is great combo. Let's keep on that topic. How's everyone's mental?
Well, no. I feel like third feels really safe to me. Like, you know, I'm not betting against Tampa despite losing that dynamite third line. So I'm going to put them in first. I feel like either Florida or Toronto's, I'm putting one of them above them, but I think they'll beat one of them. So I like Like it's been said, I think they'll be comfortable in the playoff picture, but I don't see them, you know, being one or two.
Yeah, I mean, no surprise whatsoever because everyone's basically already said this, but I have them third in the Atlantic, and I have Tampa and Florida finishing first and second, respectively. I think it's a comfortable spot. I think they're really going to be battling out with Toronto come the end of the season on that cusp right there. But, I mean, Tampa's just way too good. And then either Florida or Toronto there, they're also stacked, obviously. And Florida really emerged, I feel like, last year as a real contender. So, you know, not a hot take by any means, but right in that area, I feel like.
Yeah, I guess my hot take is that I wouldn't be shocked if the Bruins missed the playoffs, but...
Yeah. Does Don Sweeney get fired?
No.
Oh, listen, that's... Or does Bruce...
We're trying to generate hot takes here, Chris. What the fuck?
Yeah. And I am the new Bruins general manager with all of my EA Sports NHL experience. Hello, I brought the Wild to three cups in 2014.
They won three cups
the same year. No, in NHL 14. It was like it took me until like 2021 to actually get them to the cup. It was a long rebuild.
The San Diego Shadowhawks won in 2017. So, yeah, I have some experience there as well.
Nice. Well, yeah, I guess I'll finish. I pretty much agree with you guys. I think around third sounds about right. But I think also, like, that's cool. Like, it's the NHL. You don't need to finish first in the division to win a Stanley Cup. And I mean, obviously we're looking way ahead of ourselves, but it's at the end of the day, it's about getting in and getting hot at the right time. So I would like to avoid like a tight wild card race. But I think as far as getting in there and giving yourself a chance, I mean, obviously Montreal didn't go all the way last year, but they were a pretty shitty team that at least fought for a meaningful playoff spot and did something with it. So if a team like Montreal can dig their way in for a couple of rounds, I don't see why this Bruins team couldn't. So seems like a nice middle ground, I think.
That's a great, you know, inspiration.
Yeah.
Inspirational quote. Yeah.
Something like that. Awesome. Well, I guess, Chris, you want to wrap this up since I guess technically you were hosting?
Yeah. I was
stuff out. That's right. You did start this.
Well, Sean and Rob, I want to thank you guys for coming on. Excellent to have some real listeners on our podcast. Hope you guys, despite this, keep listening. Jess, thanks for being our ride or die.
Always.
Yeah, you jumped on the call within 5 seconds of getting the link. That was
I put down Animal Crossing because I didn't know what you guys needed.
Well,
just thought it was something important.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, they want to hang out. Should have known. It was Monday night and they're recording.
Sorry, we're recording stuff. Okay. Cam, thanks for joining us. It's always a
hey, my pleasure, man. I hope you guys have
back when you're here. And Drew, thanks for holding it down with me. Like always a good co-host.
Yeah, we get shit done. We got some differences. It's a beautiful concoction, me and Chris. Chris is like pretty...
It's a cosmic gumbo.
Cosmic gumbo.
For you, I think you should leave, fans. That was episode 84 of season 2, and we'll be coming at you with season 3 real fast. when we decide to arbitrarily change it over.
I still think we should skip season 3 altogether and go right to season 4, but... I'm pretty sure season 2 had like twice as many episodes as season 1 so it would fit. But...
We'll do season 3 episode 1 and then season 4 episode 1 and record them on the same day.
Be good.
Make it seem like we've been at the network for a lot longer.
Yeah. Robin, Sean, thank you guys. Yeah.
This has been the basketball hockey
the basketball hockey podcast network.
This is me trying to say things at the end of an episode and doing the Brandon Scorlo thing.
There you go. Brandon Scorlo is great. It's an all-timer. But guys, thanks for coming on. I think this is our first time doing this, but I think it's safe to say we'll have to do this again. This is a fun way to mix up Friday content for sure. So I guess keep your eyes peeled at 10 p.m. on Monday.
Turn on the tweet notifications. Yeah,
click that bell.
Yeah, this sounds like we'll subscribe or something like that. But we'll see everybody on Twitter or next week or whatever. But
Any last words, Sean?
Hey, thanks for having me on. This was great. It's nice to get my opinion in with you guys. But, you know, long time listener, first time caller, as they say.
Rob?
This was really cool. And Miller Lite, sponsor these guys.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's going to be the cold open. That's good shit. All right. Thanks, guys. We'll definitely get you back on at some point soon. Thanks. Thank you.